The number of people dying from drug overdoses in the city of Broken Hill and the far west outback of New South Wales has been worrying health authorities for some time. The latest figures show there were 21 deaths in the 5 years to 2019. And yet the closest rehab service is hundreds of kilometres away. But that could be about to change. Bensian Siebert reports.
At the Broken Hill Library, Barkindji man Daryl Bugmy is enjoying playtime with his five-year-old son. It wasn't so long ago that his life was very different.
I've been raised up around drug and alcohol-fueled violence most of my life. At a very young age, I was breaking in to support my habit. I don't want my boys to do that, so yeah, that's why I give up the drugs there this year, about 5 months clean now.
But there wasn't a rehab facility in Broken Hill to help the 28-year-old begin his recovery.
I quit the alcohol with no help. I got off the drugs with no help, quit the cigarettes with no help. I believe there's hardly any help here for anyone in Broken Hill.
Locals looking for a drug and alcohol rehabilitation service have to travel 750 kilometres to Dubbo or cross the border into South Australia. Daryl Bugmy says the lack of local support harms addicts in his community who might have been able to recover.
Ended up incarcerated or either killing themselves. Most rehabs that are far away, especially with people that don't have licences, they can't find a ride or can't make their way there. There's no help there for them. They'll drink until they're ready to die.
Research done by the Pennington Institute shows more people per capita die from unintentional overdoses in Broken Hill and far west New South Wales than anywhere else in the country. And there are other consequences from the high rates of drug and alcohol abuse.
There's an increase in violence, domestic violence in the home. There's a lot more break and entry. You know, there's sometimes elder abuse. There's huge ramifications.
Joni Sanderson is a counsellor and lifelong Broken Hill resident. Supported by the local council and police, she and other advocates are working on a business case for a rehab and detox centre in Broken Hill. She says if they manage to attract government funding, it'll mean a better future for many families.
So I grew up in an alcoholic family and I know just what it's like as a kid waiting for that door to open when the person that's been drinking comes in and you're never knowing what's going to happen. If you can save kids from having to experience that, it's going to make a huge impact.
Associate Professor Anna Olson from the Australian National University says poor access to treatment can discourage people from getting help.
There is a window of opportunity and having to wait for, you know, a month or 3 months or whatever can be obstructive to people making that step towards seeking care.
And she says it's not just Broken Hill which is struggling with a lack of drug and alcohol services.
This is a nationwide problem, including in cities. It's just amplified in rural regional areas.
Yay News Associate Professor Anna Olson ending that report from Bensian Siebert.